Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Using your Aspiration Zero credit card helps fight climate change. It's true. See, Aspiration Zero plants a tree each time you make a purchase. And tree planting is one of the most effective ways to combat global warming. Track your progress in the app and earn 1% cash back each month you reach carbon zero. Aspiration Zero. One card, zero carbon footprint. Learn more at aspiration.com. The Aspiration Zero MasterCard is issued by Beneficial State Bank pursuant to license by MasterCard International Incorporated. Beneficial State Bank, member FDIC 2021.
With Windows 11 and Intel, you get the power to work with more speed. And you can arrange all your Windows, programs, and apps the way you want to see them with Snap Assist. Windows 11 and the Intel Evo platform make working from wherever better. Learn more at windows.com/brings you closer.
The Volume.
Not bittersweet, but because it's the last week of the regular season, you know, it's exciting because the playoffs are right around the corner. But you also look back and you go, God, that's a lot of football games not left, right? You know, here with my man Stucky, who been coming on all season long, making gambling picks of the Action Network. You can hear him every week, Thursday morning, Action Network podcast. You also college podcast, right? College.
Yep.
College
Big
basketball.
Bets on campus. Called? Big bets on campus, college football and college basketball through March Madness. We'll be on.
Okay, well, you had a big week last week. Ravens, cover. You had the Titans. That was an ass kicking. And the football team. Did they cover? What was the final score of that game?
They lost by four.
Four and a half.
So, yeah, I think it closed. That game closed at six because of some of the injury issues Washington and COVID. But, yeah, we got one college game left, one regular season NFL. So, yeah, cherish the games. Cherish every one of your bets from here on out.
Okay, I know the college game is after the NFL game, but I do think I've already have a bet on Nick Saban. I mean, he's still I understand the first game, Bama looked, you know, pretty questionable all season long relative to their standard. Georgia was awesome. But then they played, and Bama killed them. And now Bama is a 2.5-point underdog, and you can get them – you know, plus 120, depending on where you're looking on the money line, FanDuel, promo code Colin. How do you not, the value of betting on Nick Saban a bit? Kirby's never beat him.
Yeah, I mean, I have a bunch of Georgia from last week. I took them plus 140 to win the national title. I made that price like plus 105. I actually make Georgia, if you look at the seasonal numbers, I make them like a 4.5-point favorite. For what it's worth, a couple of people in some sports books out in Vegas and some legal books in offshore, every single person that I've talked to says every sharp account we have is bet Georgia under three. Everyone that I know that I trust that makes numbers makes this around 4.5, 5 Georgia. So like under three, we like Georgia. And I like Georgia for a couple of reasons. Now, you're going to come back with Saban. You can't really argue with this. He's only been an underdog twice since 2010. Both against Georgia, he won by 17 and 28. But, you know, I mean, all year I said to myself, this Alabama team is flawed. Their offensive line is flawed. Their coverage units are flawed. Like, it just was, they were so inconsistent. And Georgia was just dominant all year. And, you know, they had a game where they lost Alabama. You have to remember that it is one game. Now, the trump card is Saban and Alabama. But, you know, not, I think nine straight teams that have, there's been a rematch in a bowl, including a couple national championships. 9 straight times the team that lost the first meeting has won the rematch. That includes Alabama against LSU. They lost 9-6, I think, in 2011, and then they came back and won 21-0. Happened to Florida, Florida State national title in 96 as well. You go back to Georgia. Georgia 2017 lost by 30 to Auburn. SEC championship game, they kill them. So you have to remember that it is just one game. And when I look at, you know, Alabama this year, we've been over this. Everyone knows that they had 5-1 possession games. They ended up winning 4-1. Meanwhile, Georgia won every single game besides that Bama game by 17 or more after their season opener. And it really should have been 24 if not for Kentucky calling a timeout with 1 second to go and scoring a touchdown. They played four common opponents. They played Florida, Tennessee, Arkansas, and Auburn. And Alabama was they both scored around 150 points. Alabama allowed 115. Georgia allowed 34. Georgia was a plus 112 in those four games. Alabama was plus 39. I mean, that's top-tier SEC competition. From a matchup perspective, there is no Mechie this time, who had 100 yards, 7 catches, some key catches. And I think that Georgia – I went back and watched the game. The recipe all year, it's what LSU and Auburn did. LSU almost beat – they both almost beat Alabama. They blitzed a lot. They played press man coverage. Georgia can do that, but for whatever – and they usually do play man. For whatever reason, they played a lot of zone. They weren't blitzing. I don't know if they either, A, just wanted to try some new looks, probably knowing they played Bama again, or B, got too cute and overthought themselves and said, okay, Saban knows us. Let's try to switch it up. I don't know what the thinking was there. But I expect them to play, man, bring a lot of bits. You don't have to worry about Mechie. You can keep a safety over top of Williams. So I expect the Georgia defense, which has been historically dominant all year, was once again last week, to show up here. And that's the key. If you believe that Georgia's defense, because Alabama's not going to be able to run the ball, no one can run it on Georgia. But if you think that Georgia's defense can step up here, that's when Georgia's offense is successful, right? Because then you have to worry about the run. Bennett can throw with play action. We saw when Bennett had to try to throw from behind when Alabama built that big lead. That's not what Stetson Bennett is going to have the most success. So I think the Georgia defense shows up here. I think they end up winning this game. But your trump card, I don't have a great rebuttal for it.
Yeah, I mean, totally. If he did switch up the defensive coverages a little Belichickian, because he was in the playoffs, he didn't need to win that game for the bigger picture. That's pretty genius. Now, we're going to find out, because you could argue like you could have just knocked Alabama out of that game, and then you never have to even think about them, right?
Yes,
if you beat them that night. Okay, let's dive into the league. The National Football League. Got some games on Saturday. They kind of bore me. Obviously, don't really matter. But this game's kind of intriguing, just because I heard a stat this week, which I'm guarantee you know. The Colts have not won in Jacksonville since 2014.
Yeah.
And they are, I mean, the Jags coming off of 50-10. I mean, they get embarrassed all the time this season. It's been an embarrassing season on and off the field. But 15.5 points is a lot. The Colts, whether he practices or not, like we've seen him practice, and then we saw last week he didn't practice. Carson Wentz can just, he's not exactly Aaron Rodgers back there right now. 15.5 is a lot of points. I couldn't bet this game, just because I couldn't take the Jags, but I don't trust Wentz to cover this. I know you're kind of fired up on one of the sides here.
Yeah, the Jags. And we could throw my second pick in as well, the Falcons plus 4.5 against the Saints, because it's going to be under the same umbrella of reasoning. If you it's week 18, but week 17, almost every year when I bet the NFL, I always will have a couple teams that are eliminated playing teams that need to win. And there's two this week, and it's, you know, the Saints need to win to get in, and they need help, and the Colts need to win to get in, or they need a lot of help. And they're playing teams that are eliminated, playing for nothing. And every single year, because of the narrative, and who wants to play these dead teams, these teams that must win get inflated lines. Going back to 1990, over the last 2 weeks of the regular season, teams that are eliminated, playing teams that must win to get into the playoffs, those teams that are eliminated, 94-56-4 against the spread, 63%. You see it every year. I mean, let's just take a look at this Jaguars matchup. Last year, the Colts.
Okay, say that percent again.
63% over a sample size of about 150 games since 1990. 94, 56, and 4. Just take a look at this Colts-Jaguars game. Last year...
And I bet they tend to be divisional games, too, so the team's comfortable with the opponent.
And people think, like, it's the NFL. People are still playing for contracts, coaching jobs. They're still going to show up. And then these teams can also play looser. You know, these teams that have to win, they come out, they play a little tight. And these teams that are dead, it ends up being like their Super Bowl, right? These teams that are disappointing year... All right, hey, we can come out. We'll come out and try to ruin this team's season. And you kind of get up for it. Divisional game, you know, they've been playing divisional games last week for the last, I think, 12 or 13 years. Last year, and I could go countless examples. I mean, you go back to even the Patriots who needed to win to lock up the one seed in 2019, 20-point favorites against the Dolphins at home, and they lose to a 4-12 Dolphins team. This is just still NFL teams. But these lines are so inflated. Last year, the Colts went to Jacksonville, had to win to get into the playoffs, were 15.5-point favorites. Mike Glennon was starting for Jacksonville. The Colts ended up winning by 14, but it was a six. They didn't cover. It was a 6-point game. Glennon had the ball with 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. I mean, I could go rattle off countless examples here. So these lines are all just inflated.
Do you think this game, the last week of the season in this scenario, has some parallels to like a Monday night football game in December when you get a really shitty team? Sometimes they just and they're playing a playoff team and they just play them really tight and the spread's like 12, 15 points. And all of a sudden the New York Giants are taking Tom Brady because it's a Super Bowl environment for these guys that have nothing to play for.
But
the way the league is, the non-guaranteed contracts, like you said, I bet a lot of guys on Jacksonville are going to be on other teams next year. So you get evaluated. It's just the nature of the sport. You know, you try.
Yeah, no, they're still professional athletes. It's kind of like baseball. Like, you can still bet underdogs, and like really bad underdogs when teams are out of it in August. Like, the starting pitcher's going out there and he's pitching for incentives. And kind of like these are professional athletes. They're still going to try. And there's like I love the intangibles of it. Like, we could play looser. The other team is tight. And you're just getting an inflated line. Like, I don't think this line should be over 2 touchdowns. And you're getting over 2 touchdowns and a couple extra points. Same thing with the Falcons. Right. And you're getting 4.5. I make this line like 2.5. This was a spread that was in New Orleans when Atlanta already won in New Orleans earlier this year. The spread was 6.5 and Atlanta won. And now it's 4.5 in Atlanta. So I just think that they're really inflated. There's one exception to the rule where you have these teams, and it's really just over the past couple of years, that might tank. And it's really sharp organizations. Rarely comes up. But the Eagles last year did it. When Washington had a win and they said, look, we want the draft position. The Browns this year, if the Bengals had to win this game, I think the Browns are tanking based on that Pittsburgh game last week. And so like maybe there's like this new tank element that comes into play. But for the most part, like Jacksonville, they're either going to get the one or the two pick. They already have their quarterback.
Falcons aren't tanking.
Yeah, Falcons aren't tanking. And you know, the Jags have an interim coach who's trying to – Bevel wants to be the head coach there. So – I don't see either one of these teams tanking. Divisional game. Yeah, the Colts haven't won there since 2014. So I just think, again, it's ugly. Who wants to play these teams against teams that have to win? Well, the reason that you feel that way, and that's why a lot of times you're getting a couple extra points in the market, and the reason that 63% of the time teams in this spot have covered, and there are countless examples of these teams winning outright. Like, they're expect chaos. There's been so many times that maybe the 49ers back in 2006, I think, beat the Broncos to eliminate them. They were double digit underdogs. I was at a game when Baltimore, all they had to do was beat the Bengals back in 2017. Last game of the year, they were 9-point favorites. And on the last play of the game, Tyler Boyd caught a 50-yard touchdown pass from Andy Dalton on 4th and long, eliminated the Ravens, and the Bills went to the playoffs. It's the NFL. These things are going to happen, and both of these spreads, I think, are too high.
Remember that video of the Bills in that little, I think it was the opposing locker room, and just Kyle Williams was crying. Yeah. I remember a couple years, it might have been the year or two before I got hired with the Eagles, they had a scenario where they had to win the final week, and they needed 3 things to happen, and all 3 things happened. I think like Jamarcus Russell beat like the Tampa Bay Buccaneer. You know, it's just you're right. I mean, it's just
they're pro. It's not
the NBA where if you're playing the Magic on the last week and you got to get in, they don't even care. It's just football is a different animal. But there are
Dolphins last year. They went to Buffalo. All they had to do was win. Buffalo said, we're going to sit all of our starters.
Beat the shit
Buffalo
out of
Buffalo won 56-26.
All right, the college football championship is here to celebrate. FanDuel Sportsbook hooking up new customers. 30-1 enhanced odds on either team to win. I like Bama minus the points. I'm taking Saban and Bryce Young. Sign up at the FanDuel Sportsbook. I mean, basically, $5 can win you $150 on either team to win. 30-1 enhanced odds. Always use the promo code Colin, by the way. It's the number one sportsbook in America, safe and secure. Payouts in as little as 2 hours. FanDuel's going to hook up all customers with $50. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
$50 when you refer a friend, plus your friend will get $50 too. Whenever you go to a FanDuel Sportsbook and sign up at FanDuel.com, just use the promo code Colin. 30-1 enhanced odds, either team to win. I'm taking Alabama. 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia or West Virginia. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook, FanDuel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile/web. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Jersey, and Virginia. Or call 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. Tennessee Red Line is 1-800-889-9789. Or go to 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia. Or call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona.
Can I tell you about my friends at Shopify? It's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify gives entrepreneurs the resources once reserved for big business, so upstarts, startups, and established businesses alike can sell everywhere, synchronize online in-person sales, and effortlessly stay informed. Scaling your business is a journey and endless possibility. I love how Shopify has the tools and resources that make it easy for any business to succeed, from down the street to around the globe. Like mine, Shopify powers millions of businesses, from first scale to full scale. Reach customers online, across social networks, and in an ever-growing suite, integrations and apps, including Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, and even more. Gain insights as you grow with detailed reporting of conversion rates, profit margins, and beyond. More than a store, Shopify grows with you. This possibility powered by Shopify. Go to shopify.com/John, that's all lowercase, for a free 14-day trial and get full access to Shopify's entire suite of features. Grow your business with Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/John, shopify.com/John.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Well, there are, you know, two games that really, really matter to me that are just on a different pedestal because they both are a win and get in. In one game, it's basically win and get, I mean, it is win and get in for both teams. And the other with the Niners, it's they win, they're in. Let's start with the Sunday night football game. Chargers-Raiders. They played, was it Thursday night or Monday night earlier in the season? It might have been Thursday night, huh? And the Chargers outplayed them. They were up, I think, at one point in time, 21-0. Carr kind of brought them back, but it was really a pretty one-sided game. The Chargers, I think even people with the Raiders would tell you off the record, like, they have more talent on the team than the Raiders. But, like, it's the Chargers should not be to have a quarterback with 35 touchdowns and to be 9-7. And with the Raiders, with the exact same roster, with a coach that got fired, with your first-round star receiver that is going to jail, another guy got, cut, a first-round pick, a corner. They just had a starting DB get a Dewey. I mean, it's relentless. And I want to bet, like, I think your head says bet the Chargers, but I just do not trust. I trust Herbert, but I don't trust the organization. I definitely just don't trust the coach and the defense.
Yeah, I played the Chargers here reluctantly. They're a team that is just, you don't ever feel confident backing. They're special teams too. They're always going to mess up on special teams. But I think it's just, look, I have to give a lot of credit to Carr for getting here. He's played exceptional, especially considering the deck that he's been dealt. I mean, he lost his whole entire offensive line in the offseason. They haven't been able to run the ball. Waller's been hurt. You know, your receivers are now decimated and he's played really well, but the team overall has been extremely fortunate. I mean, they're 6-2 in one possession games, 3-0 in overtime. This is a team that was fading fast, and then they catch Nick Mullins and the COVID Browns. You know, then they catch Drew Locke and the Broncos, and they catch Wentz off COVID. It's a team that's scored over 17 points twice in the last 10 weeks. One was that Cowboys game when they got all the PIs, and then the other was last week when they scored, I think, 20 or 23. The offense is just – it's just not there right now. The defense is really trending down, and I really – and look, they're not they're not running the ball that well this year. I think they're 30th in EPA per rush.
Their own line sucks.
Yeah, their own line sucks. And that's how you just can – they can't bully the Chargers. They ran it for, I think, 19 times for 43 yards when they played the first meeting. And that's the Chargers' biggest weakness is that you can just control the clock. You can run it at will on them, which I don't think the Raiders can do. And the other side of the ball, I just love the matchup for Herbert, who just torched him the first minute. He started that game 20 of 25 for 180 yards and three touchdowns. What does Herbert do? He shreds non-cover two zones. He's number one in the NFL in QBR against non-cover two zones. He's struggling a little bit with cover two looks, kind of like some of these quarterbacks were back in like 2004. But the Raiders don't run any cover two. I mean, they run cover three. It's Gus Bradley 60% of the time. The next highest is like 30.
My take on why some of those, like I think Mahomes sometimes the shell with a big arm quarterback, because it really forces you to be patient, and that's where Brady and Manning will just dump. Like yeah, I think Mahomes and Herbert are like they just think like fuck it, I'm gonna rip it, and then it just throws off the way they play. You know, Favre, you know, historically he throws a lot of picks.
You start overthinking it.
It's the right defense to play against big arm quarterbacks because most guys are not Brady, Rodgers, and Manning that will just dump it off till the cows come home. You know, they'll crack.
Yeah, and you have like cover three was that came in vogue with the whole Legion of Boom and the Pete Carroll tree, and now people have learned all the cover three beaters, and now it's kind of like everything's cyclical. But Herbert has just been dominated teams that don't blitz and are running cover three this year. And he's so familiar with this particular cover three because Gus Bradley was with him as the defensive coordinator last year. So I don't see how this Raiders secondary, which has been trending down, is going to get many stops. I like the matchup for the Chargers. The scary part is they're the Chargers. So the other thing is with this bet, however unlikely it is, but you have to remember that there is chaos in the last week of the NFL almost every year, that if somehow the Jaguars pull off the upset against the Colts, and then if the Ravens win against the Steelers, the Raiders would clinch and
win or lose.
So this is not a part of why I bet it, but just it's a nugget out there. I mean, it's probably a 2% chance. And then if that happens, they probably sit Carr and they sit a bunch of other guys, and then the Chargers.
Oh,
are
you're saying because they would know before Sunday night? Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And that's the NFL's nightmare scenario if the Raiders aren't playing for anything because their games on Saturday already stink. Now, are the Jags going to beat the Colts? Probably not. But I've seen weirder. Like I said, the Dolphins as 18-point underdogs beat Brady in Foxborough. In 2019, when he just needed to win to get the one seed. And then guess what? The Chiefs got the one seed and went to the Super Bowl.
Do you remember the Titans upset him right in the first round, Brady? That was his last game ever as a Patriot. Do you remember the line on that game? Would that have been like 10 points?
7.5.
So it wasn't outrageous.
I want to say.
It wasn't like 12 or 40. Okay. You have very sound logic. That would be pretty nuts. You're right. It is the NFL's by far nightmare scenario or something that Jacksonville pulls this crazy upset and Ravens beating the Steelers isn't that crazy at all. Then all of a sudden, Carr's not playing and the game means nothing. I do wonder. I could see them trying, still playing him, trying to beat the Chargers just to get momentum going in. But, it's an interim coach. It's the Raiders. Who knows?
No.
The other game. Just given that, this team loses more than likely. I guess, like you said, I mean, Atlanta could beat the Saints. It's not that big of an underdog, but they're playing at the same time. So the Niners and the Rams, Kyle's beat them five straight times, but more than likely, I mean, Jimmy said yesterday it feels like the web in his finger is ripping every time he grips the ball. I think it's fair to say he's not going to play. Trey Lance against the Chargers, against the Rams. I don't know. I'd struggle to bet on the Niners in this game.
I took them plus six when it first came out. I still, it's at 4.5 now. I still like them. Now there's a couple concerning things here, mainly their defensive backs. I mean, they only have one on the active roster right now, but I'm pretty sure I think Mosley's going to be back. He just got designated off IR and he's probably their best corner right now. They have a lot of their D backs went on the COVID list on Tuesday, which means that as long as they don't have symptoms and the doctors clear them, by Sunday they'll play. And I'm assuming that from here on out, because the NFL changed the rule to five games, this is basically a playoff game for the 49ers. And with the playoff games coming up, you're going to see anyone that was tested that just needs to not have symptoms, it's going to end up playing. So I think that they'll have a number of defensive backs return here. And this is being, it was originally priced as if this is a road game, but it's really not. I mean, San Francisco, first of all, doesn't have to travel like LA. And there's probably going to be more San Francisco fans.
I'll be there
at this game. Yeah, you'll be there cheering on, and we can have you go down and make a tackle if Beckham's streaking down the field at the end for a cover.
But I think
that the 49ers can have success running the ball on the Rams. Stafford just has not been right. I don't know what it is, but since week eight, EPA and plus completion percentage over expectation composite since week eight, he's 24th in the league.
He's been terrible.
A smidge above Jared Goff. So I don't know if it's the loss of Woods, but he's just been a turnover machine. Couldn't get it going last week against just a decimated Ravens secondary. And look, one of the reasons I bet the Ravens last week is they could stop the run, really good run D, without having to commit too many resources. And as great as McVay's offenses are, and you could say, look at Stafford and some of their weapons, everything starts with the run for them. And the 49ers run defense has been excellent. It should hold up here. And this is just the team that the Rams – look, the circle of life in the NFC West, like the 49ers beat the Rams, like they don't match up well because it's just a team that can run it down the throats. It kind of takes away their – where their strength is. Like Ramsey, okay, he's not as important in a game like this on their defense. So I think it's too many points in which you could argue is a bigger home field advantage, but it's probably just a negligible home field advantage for either team. And yeah, I trust Shanahan to get this done, or at least cover. He's great as a dog. And Trey Lance, I think it was just so big for him to have that second half last week because he looked off in that first half, skittish, little just indecisive. Yeah, and then the second half, everything started clicking. So to have that game and that confidence level coming into this week, I think is big. I think this goes down to the wire. My prediction is that the Rams win this game by 3 and the Falcons beat the Saints. This is the stuff that happens in the last week of the NFL. And the 49ers get in anyway. And the rest of the NFC is going to be pissed because I bet the rest of the NFC is rooting for the Saints to win and the 49ers to lose so the 49ers don't get in and then get healthier on the defensive side. Because that's the team you do not want to play as the 7th seed. Same thing with the AFC. Like the Chiefs, you're probably rooting for the Raiders.
But wouldn't they be the sixth seed because they have the same record as the Eagles and they beat them?
Yeah, they would be above the Eagles. The Saints would be the 7, but just regardless, the rest of the NFC does not want the 49ers in there. And the same way that I bet the Chiefs were the 2 seed, they're going to be rooting for the Raiders.
Yeah,
on
for sure.
Sunday night, so they don't have to play the Chargers.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Stucky, let's enjoy some football this weekend and let's win some bets. Adios, bro.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
Oh, what's this?
Zenni's 3D virtual try-on. Pretty cool, right?
Wait, are those prices real? Do they have glasses for men?
Yep, they also have affordable blue light glasses.
Seriously? At those prices, get them all.
I like where this is going.
Zenni.com. Prescription glasses starting at $6.95.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.